بصل وحلاب
يعني ما
فيها بصل وحلاب بس الخوف بصل there is another thing suppose you have a store a butcher طرف the whole thing طرف you sell to the goyim and you are a Jew you're not allowed אסור להסתחר במאכלות אסורות. That's with the Rabbanan already. You cannot, or your business only on kosher that you are serving.
Only.
If you have supermarket, like, if you are not giving directly, a person comes and takes by himself, won't be forbidden.
Today, today's kosher, today's supermarket. But years ago, he used to work in the regular grocery. Which carries this and carries that.
Yeah. If he sells to the Jews only, would be wrong because if not there, if not there, the term is short. But if there is goyim also, won't be wrong.
No.
Yeah. Won't be wrong because he doesn't tell them what to take one thing. No. But if he knows a Jew, he gives him. That's already it's not good to look short. There's another issue. Okay, this is what we are talking about basar b'halav. Now, then the Torah said three times lot of ashegedi, one achila, one bishul, and one hana'ah. Of course, you will come and ask certain lot of ashegedi b'halav. So that a cow is an gedi. Of course, they say the bera katu b'hoveh, the Gemara said. They used to take the gedi because tender. Where the milk was much tastier, and they spoke about what usually was done. But the Torah meant every meat and halal. And the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim gave a reason. They asked him why certain not Rosh Hashanah b'halav emor. He said, because when they asked him why the Torah altogether forbid basar b'halav. And the Gemara said, kasher tzara'at, there is many things that no good for a person to eat meat with dairy together. But the Rambam gave a different reason. He said, this has to do with Avodah Zarah. What? In his book, Moreh Nevuchim, he gave ta'amim to all the mitzvot of the Torah. And when he came to this, he said, the goyim, in the old time, when they used to worship idols, and that was thousands of years ago, if they went to a war, whoever was the one that conquered in the war, that was victorious. When they came back, they used to give thanks to their God. They worshipped, and they took a gedi, they slaughtered it as a korban, then they cooked it with milk to celebrate. He said there was something of Avodah Zarah with it. That's the gedi with halav and milk. That's why the Torah mentioned the Asher gedi b'halav and milk. That's what the Rambam said. We're talking 800 years ago. When I was a child, some people in universities in Yerushalayim made a research. Archaeologists went and they found certain rocks in Israel on the border between Jordan and Israel. They saw some ancient writing. Carved on them. They read it, that was written there, that we came back from a war and that, and we ate gedi b'halev emo. That's the words of Rambam. They found it came so exact. What they found later on, I'm talking, when I was a child, they found it on writing carved in a rock on the border of Eretz Israel. To show you that, it is how true the words of Rambam. Well, nobody would come to think about this. He said, how about if a person comes and says, I won't cook with milk. Milk that you're talking, milk that comes from an animal. How about I'll take shabilos, and I'll cook with it. Would I be allowed or not?
Maritime.
But in Maritain, you may solve it. What is it?
Put coloring.
Put almond that will show that this comes from the almond. Put something to show that this is. Then there is no Maritain. It'll be okay. From this came when you come to sell today, they sell meat and then they sell their mod, they call it. Coffee rich.
No, they have bacon kosher.
Kosher bacon.
Kosher bacon.
I'm 30 years old. على مكان كانت
المرحومين
قالوا كلمه بس هي ومكتوب عليها ختم
بيف
this is long already
it's just very thin
this is long we have to know
what
the drop I said take nar the show anybody any of the boys come over here and do a show Saturday night
Oh, yeah, that was very cute, yeah, but the
casa doesn't mean that. The Arab used to eat in the restaurant before. Before, it was cashier. They used to like the food, tasted better before than now. So he gave the recipe. What is the third
thing? He gave a few recipes.
The complaining,
the fish,
Rabbi,
the fish
people
and,
are complaining.
Pork meat, pork fat.
No, the people
and
are complaining
the,
that the food is not as good as it used to be.
Or something like that was, what was it, grated cheese?
Chicken
broth,
they made it with chicken broth,
and white cream, or sherry, or gallo, or something.
Chicken broth, sour cream, and wine, gallo wine, all green and mixed.
Now, if a person takes the eggs from the chicken, after they slaughter it, they find the eggs inside. Should they kosher it or not?
Kosher the eggs?
Yeah. What kind of condition the egg is?
That's part of the meat.
So what kind of condition?
Uh-huh.
What condition is the egg?
Now.
Is it hard? Is it soft? Is what?
I mentioned it now, meat and dairy, because I wanted to know if they can eat it with dairy or not. Is it part of the chicken? Because it was spun in the chicken. The chicken did not like it.
Didn't come out yet.
Yeah. Didn't come out.
If I remember, you didn't have the kosher, but you couldn't eat with dairy either.
Now, if it would be the egg complete with the shells, would be permitted to eat it with milk. Otherwise, it's no shell, would be not. Some they say as long as there is already the yellow and the white, it shows that's complete. But
where are eggs altogether?
The what?
Where are eggs meat altogether? It's an animal.
Why the eggs is not meat? Because it comes from the animals?
No, but there is an animal. Milk comes from animals, but I understand that.
Yeah. You know. So but everything that comes from the animal will be meat, and meat also would be meat.
No, the cows should be on kosher altogether. The cow has milk and
what
meat.
What made
why is it
the
to make it hard?
But the Torah said the milk different and the meat different. That means anything that comes out of the meat, which is not meat already, the egg is not meat.
So
cow,
why is the cow kosher? It has milk and it has meat.
That's
every halal.
Why?
Why?
Why is it kosher?
That's every
halal. Yeah, but where is the milk stored?
Okay.
Isn't it
now, anyhow, I say again that the egg, if it is complete, was found in the chicken, would be allowed to eat it with dairy. And that's why also would not need kosher. But however, if he is going to kosher it many times, he kosher the chicken with the eggs that's found in it, it's not finished yet. To be very careful not to kosher them together. Because sometimes there's a need koshering, and you think it's need, and you're doing it with the meat, will come out of the meat, the blood, into the eggs.
Please,
you understand me?
How do you know whether it needs koshering or not?
Huh?
How do you know whether it needs koshering or not?
What I said, and many rabbis have said, once it is yellow and white, complete, there's a need koshering. And since we kosher it only because we don't know really to rely on this opinion or not. Therefore, don't kosher it together. But those that they found small, you see, all only there isn't a complete, you see, yellow and white. So, okay, you kosher it with the meat. Okay? Now, besides basar b'halab, now we come, there is many times, yes. There is in the stomach of the animals, they take a little bit, already becomes like spoiled milk in it. And they take that milk, what they do with it?
They rennet.
They make the cheese.
They rennet.
You know what I mean?
Some more rennet.
Now the question is, can you do it or not? Why not? The smoke is all, it's already
out of the
spoiled and that. It's okay, you take it, you make the cheese. And they say, the goyim, they used to take this also and make all the cheese with it.
So
why don't we don't use it? But their milk was of halabe matemeyana. Not only milk, kosher milk, they use all kind of milk.
No, you can't make cheese from the milk of a pig.
That's what
it won't create, it won't form.
But there's terrified, the Gemara said yes, they didn't say pig. It could be a different thing. It could be a different thing.
It could
be
any kind of animal.
No.
Isn't there a female cow too? Rabbi, if an animal died in an unkosher way. Really?
Yeah. The milk of Taref is Taref. Yeah. Now, therefore, if you take this and you make the cheese, the whole cheese is
no good. God's day.
Well, come and say, but Rabbi, there is 60 times as much. We have a rule, davar ha-ma'amid, afilu be'elef labatim. Something that effective, because here makes it solid, even in 1,000 times as much, makes it solid. But since it is effective, there is no batel, that doesn't dissolved in such a way that you say unimportant. It is important. Since Lobatel Bishim is Asur. Originally, why they made all cheese of Goyim Asur? Because of that. They come and they tell you, but Rabbi, today they don't do it. They do it with chemical things. They do it, they take things from vegetables and they put in the cheese. But we have also another thing. Kol davar v'davar she'ne'asar b'minyan, hachamim forbid it. No Bedin after them will be able to, even if it changes the reason, to change the law unless the Bedin that comes is greater than the Bedin before. Where you find today Bedin that's greater than those Bedinim that made the Gvina Asu? That's why they tell, because many times they ask, Rabbi, we know the ingredients is kosher. You look at the ingredients, everything is kosher. The cheese. They said, what shall we do? And this is the thing. During the war, there was shortage of food in Israel, I remember. And it was a very hard time. People didn't have food to eat. They brought cheese from Australia to Israel. Many of the poor people, they distributed them this cheese. Ooh, the question came in front of the rabbis. Could these poor people eat cheese, this cheese or not? The rabbi didn't want to say yes, didn't want to say no. Because since it was the ingredients, they knew it was kosher, and because of the gezeirah. Found that it wasn't, they just left it to the people. And the people saw the people, and the rabbis don't tell them no. They ate. They didn't want to forbid them from eating when the people didn't have anything. That means in certain conditions, they close their eyes because it was Gezerah de Rabbanan. And today, they know that there isn't. They left it to the people. But otherwise, they wouldn't let them have it. And when I came here, was big problems. Malachis, when Katam Tov came in Europe, I said that he came. Right away, when it spread, the melon cheese is not kosher. Why they make it with this rennet, what you say? Now the rennet is much easier, better than what they took from the stomach. Why? The rennet goes to certain process. Process that goes already changing its form altogether.
It's not so many achilah, it's not food.
Lo ra'oi la'achila, altogether. But you come and say that also lo ra'oi la'achila, in the stomach. That's not the question. The question here is, goes already becomes like powder. But changing form from the time that was, whatever it was, then it becomes that tablets or powder, went back in classes that lost everything that was before. And because of that, would make it perhaps permitted. I was in the opinion that nothing to worry about it. But it spread all over the synagogues. Oh, mother cheated. No good, no good, no good. Well, I went into a store, they used to call it the Cheese Guy, in Avenue O. If you remember, you should remember. Avenue O near West 12, near the synagogue of Young Israel of Avenue O.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
There was a cheese guy, we used to buy from him, and we bought from him. I went into the store, I said, give me pounded mellow cheese. And then behind me was a lady, an old lady, now missing, God, the sister of Sam Sapin. And I didn't realize, he was giving me, then all of a sudden, mellow cheese kosher? I told him, I told him,
I don't know. And he's buying it.
He has to get the hint without asking.
I told him, I told her, I don't know. She said, but I come and I'm straight. And I'm shiny mnih. I said, I'm shiny mnih, come on. She didn't buy it. She wanted to take down to the anomaly. She said, if the rabbi takes it, give me mala also, she said. Until the Mishanim, but later on, it's also Miller when he saw that they, his Tamto is making propaganda against him. He went also to put the.
They came out in the 40s. You were here in the 40s. Came out the many items. Zibde, salted cheese, salted butter, but not kosher. Only sweet butter kosher.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was working with Rabbi Hamon, Joseph, and Sam Kaplan. I was outside on the day. I want you to buy me salted butter and sweet butter every location that you go. Abid, Ma Spanyol, Ma Italian, every place you go, go in a grocery store and buy. I went to the grocery store and I bought. I took it, I didn't take it to my store. And for what? I took it. How do you want? I want kosher or not kosher. Gave me a piece of paper. Kosher, I took it to Rabbi. They retracted the statement that salted butter or both of them are kosher.
What really? Salted butter? Salted
and kosher? I love not a troublemaker, the one that makes the unkosher kosher. And he Dave Korn.
I did whatever they told
Shalia.
Me.
No, Sam Katten sent them.
Just sit, Sam.
No. Sam Katten was the one that sent them. Not Joseph, I can tell you that much.
Some cousin Sandy, but Joseph give the money.
They were partners, I mean, that was what I was
doing. I guarantee you, Sam got.
And every location.
Okay, well.
We don't have a minute.
No.